to get a quick podcast together to recap the events of today. He wrote a nice long article for everyone, but we wanted to kind of rehash it here. All right, so going through your mind, so you won the championship. We kind of discussed it last year and voted on it, but then people were a little salty, and then they wanted to re-vote on it this year. So we re-voted on it, and it won again because it's a great idea.
I don't even recall voting on it the first time, but I acknowledge that the vote went through this year and that we discussed it.
All right. So let's take it way back. So last year in the championship, like you said, half the people weren't paying attention by then. We were playing and you had a chance. You had Eli and McManus left. I had no one. And Eli put up an all-time stinker, got you negative points, I believe. It looked like it was a lock for you.
It was like
you.
Zero or something. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It looked like a lock. And then I had like the tight end and McManus, or you had the tight end, right? Like
yes.
Eifert?
I had Eifert. Or somebody right. In that game, like a tight end or a third receiver or something.
Owen Daniels, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's who it might have been.
Right. All right. Yeah, well, that was actually a really fun night. Like, me and you were going back and forth. And I think McManus shanked one and you went fucking crazy.
Yeah,
and
so then, McManus shanked one that would have won it for you. And he missed it. Game ended up going to overtime. Now, I ended up losing by a half point, but in my friend's league, he is also through ESPN. We must have changed the scoring. In his league, if you miss a field goal, it's a minus
you
one.
You lose a point, right.
So McManus in his league had 7.5, and our league had 8.5, which was enough to give you the win and give you the championship, and most importantly, the power to boot someone at the end of the year.
Right, which honest to God, I hadn't thought about it until yesterday or whatever it was brought up again.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So once we decided we were doing it, obviously, couldn't go any other way. Jason and Brian just chirping, this is fucking, they want to add another friend. And it's like, Jesus Christ, you two. So in my head, like, there's a clear two that we need to get rid of, right? We need Brian or Jace.
Yeah, hops to the top of the list.
But to be like, you know, to be judicial about it, I decided to consider everyone at least.
Yeah.
And I think the safest two of the nine were Rob, because I don't know, it's just kind of boring and it just wouldn't have any effect. And then definitely Greg, even though he doesn't like us or care to ever talk to us again, it would have no impact whatsoever. And it would be the most boring thing ever. So Greg and Rob were safe. And then I went back to, you know, Brian and Jay. I was like, got to be one of them. And then I started thinking about all that shit that I read. Well, I was like, they really do think that, in their words, they, like, there's some, like, secret entity are trying to oust them for one of their friends. And really, what it is like, you and Eric, or basically anyone who knows Dan, right?
Yeah.
So even as someone who doesn't know Dan, I'm not a fucking idiot, and I know that that's not the case. I know what you're talking about with this kick someone out, because I listen to Simmons and Carolla, Damn Show, all that, right?
Yeah.
So to be fair to them, though, you didn't do a great job selling it 7 months ago or this time.
Yeah, that's totally fair. I mean, I kind of just threw it like, oh, let's kick someone out for a year and then they get back in. I didn't really sell it. If I put something from Simmons' podcast or something that, like, where you got the background and found out, like, oh, this is pretty funny and it's a good little switch, might have been a little
right.
easier to take on.
Right. I did throw that link in there to try to ease it up. But so then I was just like, you know what? Like, it's just not going to work if I kick out one of these guys, because they're going to get so fucking salty that they're seriously not going to want back in. And it's just like, we're not even going to be friends anymore. And they're not even going to want to, like, play with us.
Yeah, exactly.
So I was like, you know what? It has to be someone who voted for the kickouts, and frankly, it has to be someone who knows Dan.
Yeah.
And then, so as I'm narrowing it down, that's then you, Eric, Jim, and Eamon. So selfishly, like, I talked to Jim and Eamon all the time about this league. I was like, well, there's, you know, like, I got to kill time at work. Those two, and like, so, and then it was, so they were safe. And then, even though I talked to you a lot, you were really like the spearhead of the of the kickout movement. And I thought it was the best way to sort of show those fucking idiots, Brian and Jason, that this is not, in fact, that, like, what they think it is.
Yeah, and when you put out your reasoning in the letter, it made total sense. And I even texted you and Jason this morning, we were talking about it, said I thought that going into it, when I brought it forward, I was like, I know I wouldn't care if I got kicked out, but thinking like you won the league, I was like, all right, I'm not gonna kicked out. It's not that funny to kick me out. Like kicking somebody like Jason or Brian out's pretty funny. Eamon's pretty funny to kick out. I'm just kind of like a neutral, like, all right, whatever. Pat's not in it. Doesn't really matter. So I was like, it wouldn't be that funny to kick me out. But then this morning I was really thinking about it and I was like, well, actually, it would kind of be a little insult to injury. You lose by a half point on the last play of the season and then you don't even get to play the following year. That's kind of funny.
Right.
And also I was the one spearheading the whole thing. So it's like, all right, this asshole wants to get somebody out of the league. Kick him out, you know? So,
right, you're kind of always at risk if you throw yourself out there.
Yeah.
You know?
So after I
kind of like the inverse of Brian, always you know his natural inclination to resist fucking change. It's like fuck, you know, we're shoving it down your throat.
Yeah.
So
exactly. So
that was that. So when I started drafting thing, I decided like I'll use this as the opportunity to do my stupid little zinger thing. Which by the way, like I almost thought about not doing because. Cause that's like, it's like hard, you know, it's hard to like be funny doing that without like being like too offensive. Plus like, I don't hang out with you Stahl or frankly, any of you guys enough to like know like what's new that sucks about
you. That's what I was going to say. Like, you like the last 2 years were kind of gold on that, but you kind of ran out of material. So it's like this year's of that burn, like the burn list was kind of the weakest one, but you know, the material,
right.
It's tough to keep fresh with that. So it was good that you had the opportunity to also work in.
I give myself like a C minus on the zingers. Like, oh, this guy takes a bunch of vacations, get a load of him, you know, like it just wasn't a material.
Yeah. But you know, we all
frankly, someone else needs to start doing that like regularly because like that's what we're trying to do here. Where I tried to be funny was in like the whole like over the top gravitas of the rest of the piece, right? like kind of this,
bringing in
you know, flowing, you know, historic context, you know, like manifesto. So I thought that was a little funny. Putting a picture of Gilbertus Baruta is kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know?
And working in the whole saving the union angle, I thought it was pretty clever.
Right. I thought the meanest thing I wrote in the zingers was calling, or saying that Jay and Brian didn't have self-awareness, because it's probably not the right words. What I kind of mean is that they're not like, they're the least self-deprecating people, you know?
Yeah.
Like they can't laugh at themselves. And it's always good to say that about someone because you can't defend yourself because as soon as you do, it's proving the point. So fuck them.
It's an unwinnable argument. You just lawyered everyone.
Right. So, all right, we'll wrap this up. The fallout from it, I thought Brian's initial reaction without reading it.
I thought that
it actually
illustrated everything perfectly.
It made me really mad that I hadn't just chosen him.
What was even better was his step back to that reaction where then he started being like, oh, you should have kicked me out. He like went all completely the other way, like he like kind of felt bad that he was being a pussy and that's the reason he didn't get kicked out, seemed like.
Right. But I still, like, ultimately, I think I made the right call. And I'm sorry it had to be you, but, like, if I had to, look, Brian would have had a wrong, although understandable position had I kicked him out. Like of all the people in the league, I probably and grind on Brian's nerves a little more than everyone else. You know?
I'd say,
like,
yeah.
My shtick can wear thin on some. I get that. And Brian has been dealing with my shtick for, I don't know, you know, since we lived together.
Way longer than he'd like
to. He never quite loved it. But but yeah, so he would have had an understandable position. But I hope he and Jason, because Jason texts me, or no, I guess Brian G-chatted me. He was just like, dude, I really thought they were just trying to like get their buddy in. And I was like, The fact that you thought that is fucking stupid.
Yeah,
you know, like, and Jason had texted me that earlier. He's like, what's the story of everyone trying to get Hoenn in the league? And it's like,
we don't care about getting Hoenn in. He just happens to be a good 11th person to add.
Right. Like, the kickout rule is fun if everyone wants it to be fun. But if you take it as like, oh, fuck you for kicking me out of the league, then that ruins it. So I hope what I did was
I saved a good fucking precedent league
and that we can actually do this properly now. And then no one will get their fucking feelings hurt if they get kicked out from here on out.
Yeah. And
go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that just based off of the fact that we are doing a podcast in September about this fantasy football league that barely gets any traction other than your little letter that you send out. And like once in a while, there'll be some trash talk. I think it's already kind of a success.
Right. This could be like the beginning of the renaissance of this league, which you obviously won't be a part of for 365-ish days. But there was good banter. And then Hoenn, I want two good things about adding Hoenn are he has a perfect name for my accent.
I was just going to say, hearing you say Hoenn's the best part about Hoenn being in the
league. Right. And also, in his first or second email, he said, like, sucking cock like 9 times. So he's coming pretty strong. Yeah. So yeah, that was the mess behind it. What about you? How disappointed are you in general and at me?
I mean, to be honest, it'd be like better theater if I was like heated about it. But on one hand, I'm in 3 leagues and I've always wanted to be in 2, but I like all 3 leagues a lot. So if this year gives me the opportunity to have 2, obviously I'd rather be in the league. It's a fun league to be in and gives me an excuse to keep in touch with some of these people. Even though I keep in touch with most of them outside of it anyways, but now I get to be the person coming back in, firing next year. So hopefully I can, come back in and do some damage, but it's got, you know.
There's two factors that clearly the Bryans and Jasons of the world haven't thought about, which is, one, being ousted from the league means it's just one less $100 bill you have to pay.
Yeah.
And and two, by me kicking someone out, like, I've kicked you out now.
Yeah.
If you win the league, I'm on the fucking ropes, you know?
You're on the ropes, so, but also Becker's on the ropes because he's made a big stink about things. There's people, putting targets on their backs.
If Brian isn't kicked out next year, something is fucking wrong. And so really, honestly, it's like win or go home for him this season. It should be.
He's got a 10 person target on his back, so he's
right.
He's got to bring it.
Right. Oh, by the way, while I was like in the midst of like writing this bullshit, right? And I did the zingers like kind of last because it's hard as shit to come up with funny stuff. I actually thought about just scrapping the whole thing and just saying Kessler because he's never made a fucking trip. That's insane.
That's crazy. That was the stat of the day. I didn't, like, how is that possible?
Because you know what? He sets it and forgets it. I'm a waiver wire guy. I didn't check this, but I should have after he said that. There's no way he's more active on the waiver wire than anyone else.
Greggy. Yeah. Like Greggy outdoes him on the waiver
wire. I'd care to wager that he's less active on average.
Yeah, he's a guy. That's about it.
All right. It's gonna be around my bedtime. We'll wrap it up. You know what? We should do this periodically, even though you're not in the league, and we'll check in.
Maybe somebody can give me their login. I can check in, and we can pot it up. But yeah,
there we go.
Good stuff. Thanks for kicking me out, asshole.
Sorry to cut you with the dick slap, but that's how it had to go.
All right. Out.
All right, buddy. Talk to you.
See ya. You know what's hard.